Okay, everybody, so we're going to begin. Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. We're holding on the second line of the Amud, Aleph. As we remember, we left off yesterday in the middle of a fascinating discussion where Shaul was very concerned about the fact that David HaMelech was going to succeed him as Melech, and he asked Avner to go and check out on David's genealogy. And the Gemara said, didn't Shaul know that David HaMelech was the son of Yishai, and that David HaMelech was so well known to him because he was a member of his own entourage, and Yishai was well known because he would go around with hundreds of thousands of people? And then the Gemara said that the issue boiled down to an issue that was raised by Doeg HaDoimi, where Doeg HaDoimi says, don't ask whether David HaMelech is roy to be the next Melech. Rather, ask whether he's even roy to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael, because he happens to be an enikel of Rus HaMoyaviyah. And don't we have a pasuk of Le'yuvi Amoini Me'avi Bekal Hashem? And then the Gemara said, yeah, but it's Amoini V'le Amoinis, Me'avi V'le Me'avis. And then there was a bit of a discussion back and forth. The Gadomi said, what about Mitzri? And what about Mamzer? And what about this and that? Agan Seshak Le'batari. Finally, Shaul HaMelech said to Avner, the best thing is to go into Bismedish and ask them, what's the halacha? And they told him the last line of Ayin Vav Amid Beis, Amoini V'le Amoinis, Me'avolei Me'avis. And then Doeg asked all of his questions again, and on the top line, we finished off the Gemara, Ishtiku, they had no answer to Doeg's questions, and Boi Lachruzi Alein, therefore they wanted to go and announce that David HaMelech is not Ro'oi to be Melech, and not even Ro'oi to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael, because he's an enikel of Rus HaMoyaviyah. Miyad, again the middle of the second line, the Amosa ben Ish Ushmoy Yisra HaYisraeli Asher Bo El Avigail Bas Nochosh. Who came on the scene? Amosa, the son of a person. That person's name was Yisra HaYisraeli, who married Avigail. Avigail, by the way, was a sister of David HaMelech. Avigail was also the daughter of Yishai. And so therefore, we have now Amasa, who is the son of Yisra, together with Avigail, who comes on the scene. Before the Gemara tells us what he says, the Gemara asks Astira Uksiv, there's another pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, who also talks about Amasa, and says that Amasa was not the son of Yisra HaYisraeli, but Yeser HaYishmaeli. The Gemara assumes that Yisra and Yeser, that's basically the same word. But the question is, here it says Yisraeli, here it says Yishmaeli. Omer Rav Malamit Shechiger Chogar Charboi Ki Yishmael. He went and girded himself with a sword, like Yishmael would do, Al Charbecha Tichya. The Omar Kol Mi She'eni Shemei Halacha Zu, whoever doesn't listen to this, Halacha Yedake Becharef. Presumably he didn't mean this literally, but at least he meant this, and very emphatically, that this is the halacha. Kach mikublani mi beis dinoi shel Shmuel Ramosi. This is what I was mekabel from the bezdin of Shmuel. Amoini v'lo amoinis mayav v'lo mayavis. And therefore, David HaMelech can join the ranks of Klal Yisrael because he's from Rus HaMoyaviyah.
Is it?
Yes.
It seems like Iberit that the Gemara is saying Ben Ish first and then saying Ushmo.
That's not a question anymore. That's a question on the pasuk. The pasuk it says v'masa ben ish ushmo yisra. Why it adds the word ben ish, I don't know. If we met him in the Tanakh class, maybe we'll have an opportunity to discuss this.
Why does it say bas nachash?
That's a very good question. Let's address that in a moment.
I was thinking Avigail was. You said it was. What was the relationship of Avigail to David?
She was a sister of David HaMelech. This is not necessarily the same Avigail that you find elsewhere, who was married to Novel. This Avigail, in fact, it's really a printing mistake. In the Tanakh it says Avigal. However, in other places it refers to her as Avigail, so we don't have to worry about the fact that there's a mistake here in the printing, because she is called Avigail elsewhere.
Bas Nachash is
okay, so now the Gemara is not going to discuss why it says that she was a daughter of Nachash. However, this is an issue that is bothering both of you. And the reason why it's bothering both of you, because in fact it's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra on Daf Yud Zayin. There the Gemara says that there were four people in history that Mesu Be'et Yoshel Nochash. Mesu Be'et Yoshel Nochash means that they themselves did not have any sins that would warrant that they should go and pass away. The only reason why they passed away was because of the original decree that was made against mankind as a result of the Nochash HaKadmoini, that earlier first Nochash, that convinced Adam and Chava to go and eat from the Eitz Hadas, and that's why everybody has passed away early or earlier since then. However, there were four people that they were such tzaddikim, they never did any chatoim, and therefore they only died because of Etch Yoshel Nochash, not because of any
sin. Yishai, Amram, and one other.
And Kilav. And the Gemara says about three out of the four that you just enumerated, that those three, there is no pasuk, no remez, it's just b'mesoira. The fourth one, which is Yishai, yeah, there is a remez to it, and the Gemara quotes this pasuk which we just read, the Masa ben Ish Ushmo Yisrael Yisrael Shabuel Avigail Bas Nochash, and the Gemara says, V'haloi Nochash Shemoi Yishai Shemoi, and it comes to tell you that he passed away be Etcho Shal Nochash. It's the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Omed Aleph in Bava Basra.
Etcho Shal Nochash is a bite of a...
Actually, Etcho says Rashi Ba'atzosei Shal Nochash, it's because of the Eitzah that Nochash gave. The Eitzah being that he advised Chava, it's right before the end of the Perek Mendel, the last few lines, and you see it brings that Gemara, it brings this Pasuk, that's why he was called Nochash, because he died as a result of the Eitzah that the Nochash gave to Adam and Chava to go and eat from the Eitzah. Thus, if you notice, our Toisus here at the top brings that Gemara, however, there's again a mistake in the printing, it says Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, it should say Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Anyway, see it in the fourth line, Bas Mishesh Shemes Be'etjer Shal Nochash. Etjer means Be'atzosei Shal Nochash. Okay, so that's what it says in the Gemara. But now the Gemara asks a question. Umi Mehemen, is he believed? Meaning that Amosa came and he made this declaration. Do you believe him? V'omer Abba v'omer Rav, kol Tamad Chochem, Shemuira Halacha Uba, im koidim Masa Omra Shoymim Loi, v'im Lav Ein Shoymim Loi. Any Tamad Chochem, the Paschal is Halacha. If he passes halacha before it comes lemasa, then we can go and trust him. However, if on the spot where there's a maisa shahoy, he says a hoyra, who knows whether this is really thought out sufficiently? How do you know that we can rely on it? So had Amasa made this declaration a year before or 6 months before, that's one thing. But now we're being done on this very halacha, and he says Amasa. Well, this is the rule. Who says that you can go and rely on it? Now, the question, of course, of the Gemara is difficult to understand, because 99% of the time people pass the halacha on the spot. You don't go and pass in Shilas. Well, just in case in the future X, Y, and Z may occur, then this would be the din. Usually you ask the Ruv when the Shaila arises. What is the Gemara saying? It's got to be Dafka Kuy the Masa. So that's bothering the Top Toises, and Top Toises says, when do we have this rule? Im koidem masa amrim shaylim loy amr beinat tam top line. Hayne davke hecha dehu atzmai negia bedavar, where he himself has some sort of negia. That means he has an interest in the psak. Kigoyin yisra shehu yitzurich lo isa hayra sheharibas yishai nasa yisra. That's the yisra hayisraeli or the yisra hayishmaeli. Either one. Went and married Bas Yishai. Bas Yishai meaning Abigail, who was the sister of David HaMelech. Kirach Seva Shebo El Abigail, Bas Nochash. And who's Bas Nochash? Bas Mi Shemais Be'etcho Shal Nochash. And that was Yishai. Ah, so therefore the Gemara is saying is that Amosa, who is speaking on behalf of his father, and behalf of his mother, and on behalf of himself, because since his mother was the daughter of Yishai, and Yishai, just like David HaMelech, came from Rus, that means therefore that Amasa also comes from Rus. So therefore this psak that he's giving now, that has personal effect and interest, he has a self-interest. And therefore says of Abba Marav, when would you believe him had he said this an earlier occasion? But if he says it right on the spot, when we're talking about this halacha, since he has this self-interest, you can't trust him. And therefore to Yimara, I didn't rub my marav called Tamid Chok Shemar Elach of Uba. Im Koy the Masa, Omrif, he said it a while ago, Shemar Loi. Then we listen. Yim Lav Ein Shemar Loi. Everything more Shani Yachay here is different to Shmuel. Beis Dinoi, Kayom. Shmuel and his Bezin were still around. Meaning, because when Amasa made this statement, he said, in the name of Mikublani mi Beis Dinoi Shel Shmuel HaRamasi. So therefore you can go and say, maybe not, after all. He has a prejudice, he has a self-interest. He wants to join Klal Yisrael, so therefore how can you trust him? The answer is you can go and call up Shmuel, go to his bezin in Ramah, he's still around and kicking, and ask him, Shmuel, what's the Psak Halacha? And he'll tell you, like we just said, Amoyne V'le Amoynes, Me'aviv V'le Me'aves, and therefore Rashi says, Kom Milza David L'Gluye, Lo'y Meshakriba. The Gemara says, Lo'y Meshakriba Inchi. You're not going to go and say a lie about something which is going to become public in a short while, because everybody will see that what you're telling is nonsense if you're not telling the truth. Anyway, so that's there for the Psak. But for the moment, we call Mokam Kasha. Habs Nachal Shver. What Shver? All the questions that Doig, who had Doimi, asked. And in particular, the final question that he posed. What was the final question that he posed? Yesterday we asked, if you're going to tell me, Hamoini v'loi Hamoinis, Mi'av v'loi Ma'avis, why don't you go and say, Mitzri v'loi Mitzris, Mamzer v'loi Mamzeres? And the Gemara tells you, I'll tell you why. Because the Pasuk says, what's the reason why so if you look back at the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, and therefore that's the reason why the women of the Ammoniuses and the Moabiuses are all allowed to join the ranks of Klai, so there's no taina on them that they were not makdim b'lech v'moyim. Then Doig asked a very good question. I can understand kol kvuda bas melech panima. That's all wonderful. However, hoylehem lekadim anoshim likras anoshim v'noshim likras noshim. If you really want to talk about tznius and about being careful not to mix the different genders, I understand that perfectly. But after all, there were both men and women that were traveling. When Baderach Betzeischem in Mitzrayim, wouldn't it have been appropriate for the menfolk of the Ammonites and Moabites to go and bring food and mayim to the menfolk of Klai Yisrael, and the womenfolk of Ammoni Me'avit would do the same thing for Klai Yisrael? And on this, the Gemara, Ishtik, the Gemara didn't have an answer. So now the Gemara says, but isn't this question a good question? Every Gemara, Achatikim, well, here they said that the answer is called Kavuda Bas Melech Benima. No. Women don't have to go out when a woman is acting like a bas melech, when she's on the madrega of a princess, then she stays home, she doesn't go and valgrunzach, I mean she doesn't go and wander out in the street.
Would that be the same for a rebbetzin?
Well, in particular rebbetzin. But the question over here, the question I thought you were going to ask is, if you're telling me about the women of Klal Yisrael, Kol Kavud HaBas Melech Panima, that I understand.
Moabites and Ammonites.
Exactly, we're talking about Ammoni and Moabites.
Moabites and Midianites were bad women. They were
exactly. So what does that mean, Kol Kavud HaBas Melech Panima? Says the Marshal, the Kol Kavud HaBas Melech Panima is referring to the Jewish women. That you asked the question, shouldn't have the Ammonite women gone and be makbel p'nei the Jewish women and give them food and drink? There were no Benois Yisrael on the scene because the people that were out in the open, those were the men. The ladies were at home. So when the Ammonite women or Moabite women went out to go and help out the women of Klai Yisrael, there are no women of Klai Yisrael in sight. They were all the called Kavud HaBas Melech Panima. And so therefore, there is no taina on the women of Ammoni Me'avi. Why didn't you go and be Machd Melech Amoyim? Because there's no women to go and give it to. They were standing over there. No, where are you? No, because they were all called Kavud HaBas Melech Panima. And that's a Zashen Pshat and Marshal. That's why I'm telling you. V'marava Amri V'yisem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kra. I have another pasuk. This pasuk goes back already to Avraham Avinu. V'yomer Elav, the Malachim asked Avraham Avinu, Ayi Sarah Shtech, where is Sarah? Vayomihi Neva Oyel. And Rashi and Chumash says, Tznuahi, or Kokvud Abbas Melech Panima, all based on our Gemara. So already we see from the times of Avraham Avinu that this was a midah of the women of Klal Yisrael, that they had a real great modesty and tznius, and therefore they wouldn't go and wander outside. Kokvud Abbas Melech Panima. Fine. Zokti Gemara, this whole discussion that we're having now about the women folk of the Ammoni and Me'avis and the Me'avi is a machlokes tanoim. Not that it's a machlokes lehalacha, but it's a machlokes how you learn the halacha. Kitanoi, like we learned in the Braisa. Ammoni v'loi Ammoinis. Me'avi v'loi Me'avis. Devir Abiyuda, which is the exact same thing that we just said now. Amosa said in the name of the Bezin of Shmuel HaRamasi. Reb Shimon Oimer Al Devar Shalakim Lescha Balech Mamayim. But Derech Betzeischem Mitzrayim Darke Shalish Vekadim Ei Darke Shalish Vekadim. As you notice, that there is no machloikis in terms of the halacha. The Tanna Kamma learned it just based on the wording Amoyin Vele Amoyinis. Or Reb Shimon, who always Darish Tamma Dekra, he always explains the pshat in the pasuk. He's saying, you know why? It's not just this is a biblical dictate. Kadosh Baruch Hu said X, and that's the way it is. Stand on your head. The reason and now the question is, I can understand Reb Shimon who is explaining, but what about according to Tanna Kamma? Why don't you say Amoyin Vele Amoyinis? Why don't you say Mitzri Vele Mitzris? Why don't you say Mamz Vele Mamzaris? Just like the Gemara asked yesterday.
Dog asked.
Well, did the Gemara ask it in the name of Doyin? Yeah. Okay. So now the question is, the Gemara doesn't answer that question. So Toises asked this question. If you look at the second Toises, the entire view that takes you like Mitzri v'loy Mitzris. So the Toises comes up with a beautiful pshat. The Amari, the Gabi Amoni Umayobi Hoyuloy v'Katzer v'Lichtoiv Amen Amoyev. Why did I have to say the pasuk Layovi Amoni Umayobi? Couldn't have said Layovi Amen Amoyev into Kahal Hashem. What's up, Amoni Umayobi, which is wordy? We add an extra letter. The extra yud is coming to tell you only the men folk and not the lady folk. I say the same the Gabi Mitzri. Av Mitzri im hoya koisei. How would you go and say Mitzri if you're referring to the nation? You'd have to write Mitzrayim. You couldn't go and say Meitzar. That doesn't make any sense. That's nonsensical. It doesn't mean anything. So you'd have to write Mitzrayim, which would be hoya marach yoise. So he would be marach even more. And that being the case, by the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu added an additional letter to Amoyin and to Moyev, it's not to just add, but it's also to subtract. Only the men and not the ladies. But Mitzri wouldn't make sense to go and say, oh, you're making such a long word, you don't need the extra yud, so the yud must be telling you Mitzri v'lo Mitzris. No, I need the yud, because if I wanted to identify people from Mitzrayim, if you leave the yud off, Meitzar doesn't mean, Meitzar karasika. Meitzar doesn't mean a nation of the world. And so therefore, it would have to say Mitzrayim. Oh, Mitzrayim would have been longer. Therefore, you cannot go and say by the fact that it shortened it or that it made it longer. See, you cannot say the same drasha like we're saying by Amoyni and by Me'at.
And by Mamzer?
By Mamzer, Rashi, Toysa doesn't address it. Toysa only addressed the question of the Mitzrayim. So, the Mitzrayim. So, the Mitzrayim, the Torah, the Shrova, the Mitzrayim, Pitachta le-moiseiroi. You say this part of Halel. What it means, Pitachta le-moiseiroi. Pitachta is from the Lashon of Liftoach, to open. Moiseiroi means very, very thick cords, which were ropes, which were used in particular, says Rashi, to hold up an oil. Oil means a burden, for instance, around an animal, that you have a burden on the shoulders, and then to tie that burden so it should stay in place, you have a thick rope. So what is it? Pitachla Moisera Amadav Lamei Kadosh Baruch Hu Rabbi Yisraelim Shnei Moisera Shehoyu Olai. Those two thick ropes that you had on me, Pitachtem. You opened them up. Who are those two strong ropes that you opened? Rosam Aliyah Menamu Amoyin. You allowed me to join Kohol and to become Melech, even though I come from Rosam Aliyah. So you opened up that rope, and you also opened up Namu Amoyin. So Rashi said Namu Amoyin was the great-great-grandmother of Rechavam, Rechavam being the son of Shlomo Melech. And therefore, the way that I am able to go and be Melech, and that my grandson Rechavam is able to be Melech, and continue the Malchus, is because of these two ladies that otherwise people would have said, they should have prevented you from entering the ranks of Klal Yisrael, certainly to be Melech, because Baruch Hu, you opened them up, and you said, Moyavi v'leim, Moyavis, Amoyni v'leim, Moyavis. Dorashov, Maida said it's not impossible. Rabbi Sisisa Atar Hashem Alikai, Niflisecha, but Machshvisecha, Eilenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've done such wondrous things, Eilenu for us. Now again, this is a pasuk in Tillim, and David HaMelech is speaking. And therefore, the Chayyid should go and say, Eilai, what's Eilenu? Eilai Leinemer, El Eilenu. Melamacha, Yerachovim, Yush, Vecheka, Shotovit. David HaMelech had on his lap Rechavam his Einikol, and Omoloi, and now he turns to his Einikol, who presumably was just a toddler, because he's sitting on his lap, and he's saying, Olai v'alecha, nemru shtei mikrois halol. Because of you and me, we have these two psukim. Which of the two psukim? The one pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda quoted, "Hamoyni v'le Hamoyni s'mayav v'le mayavis," and the pasuk Rabbi Shimon al Dvarash v'lekin mo'eschav alechem amayim. Because of these two psukim, you and me are allowed to be where we are now, sitting on the throne here in the palace, and I being melech and you being the future melech. That's the pitach to lemoiseiroi ruz and now. Dorosh Shel b'Maikasiv says in the pasuk, "Oz amar tihine bosi b'mgila sefer kosod oloi." Again, a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech is saying, Oz Amarti, I said at that time, Hinei Vasi, I'm coming now, indeed, I'm now arriving on the scene. However, B'Megillah Sefer Kosov Eloi, little did I know that this is already inscribed in a Sefer from many, many years ago. It's Omer Dabar, Ani Amarti Atavasi. I thought that my Malchus is beginning now, that I arrived on the scene, and I was inducted, and I was inaugurated, I was given the anointment by Shmuel, and therefore I thought, it's all starting with me. Already many years ago it was decreed that I'm going to be Melech. Why? Hosam Ksiv, it says about the Benois Loit, that the Malachim said to Loit, get together your Mishpacha, the Benois Hanimtsois, Pesachir, so use the expression Hanimtsois. And Hosam Ksiv, here in Tilim it says, Matsasi David Abdi Bishem and Kochi Meshachtiv. So here it says Hanan Tzoyz, and here it says Matsasi. So it's either Ashtikal Gzeira Shava or Gilui Kra, that when David HaMelech was found, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to be Nimshach with the Shemen, that's already, this Matsasi is already the Hanan Tzoyz. These are the daughters of Loit from many, many, many years ago. And as we know, the daughters of Loit were the mothers of Ammon HaMoyim, and then eventually we had Rosam Avia and Amma Moines, etc., etc. Okay, so with this we've ended this beautiful Agadata, and now we can start talking about Halacha. So you can put two dots over here, and Omer Ula Omer Rav Yochanan. We're going to talk about Rav Yochanan for the rest of the Omen, for the rest of the Omer days, about this Halacha, about Bas Ger Amoini K'sheir L'Kahuna. A Ger Amoini married, had a daughter, that daughter is kosher L'Kahuna. The question is, who did the Ger Amoini marry? The Gemara doesn't say expressly. The Gemara assumes in the Havamina it was a Ger Amoini marrying a Gioris Amoinis. So an Amoini and an Amoinis got married. And there's no problem with an Amoini and Amoinis getting married, because Amoini is not allowed to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael, but Amoinis is his own Mishpocha. It's also part of Amoin. So therefore, the Ger Amoini married, again, this is according to the Havamina. Gemara is going to go and change later on. Gemara is assuming at this point that we have a Ger Amoini marrying a Gioris Amoinis. Okay, so they both got married, and now they have a daughter. That daughter is allowed to go and marry a Kohen. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Paskit. It's only Rav Bar Ula Ula. So Rav Bar Ula says to Ula, presumably to his father, Kima. Who does it go according to? We've had already machlekes. We already had this machlekes back in Daf Nun Zayin. It's really a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. But there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi about Kohanim. We know that a Kohen is not allowed to go marry a Gioris. But what happens if the Gioris is not a Gioris herself? That doesn't make sense. What happens if the young lady is not a Gioris herself, but she happens to be descended from Gerim or Giorisim? What's the halacha here? That's where we have a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omar, Bas Ger Zohar, Ki Bas Cholol Zohar. If you have the daughter of a Ger, even if the Ger married a Jewish woman, in other words, a born Jew, born Jewess, and therefore she's only a Ger on one side of the family history, so she's a Bas Ger, it's like a Bas Cholol, just like a Cholol or Cholola is also the kahuna, this basger will also be also to marry a kohen, or kohen won't be able to marry this basger zohar. And therefore, we're talking about over here where it was from both sides, a basger amoini, marrying a gyeris amoinis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that certainly wouldn't be the halacha. She would have two reasons against her. Number one, her father, and number two, her mother. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say basger amoini k'sher the kahuna? So that's what Rav Ba'ul is asking. Ula kiman Rabbi Yehuda, ha'omer basger zochi baschol zoch, and therefore avada she would be prohibited from marrying a kohen.
How are we talking about ger amoni? If amoni can't come in, how can he be misgayer? What's the halachic quality?
Have you ever met here on the west side Jewish men that are not married?
Yes.
every shul and every bis medrash is full of those wonderful, wonderful people, but they should all be married. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them, it just means that they're not married. If there's anything prohibiting an Ammoni from becoming Jewish, going through a full-fledged Geirus, and just not getting married. Is anything wrong with that?
No, I'm saying, but it's a meaningless Geirus if he's not allowed to enter. But my question is not about his getting married. My question is about...
You are. Because the Israel of Leyobe Yamuin Me'abekal Hashem doesn't mean they cannot join the ranks of Klal Yisrael.
As single men.
Exactly.
I see. We could
That's what I'm trying to explain. We could have a million Ammonites and Moabites joining Klal Yisrael, just that they would not be able to go marry Jewish women. They are allowed to go and marry an Ammonite. Yes,
man.
Ammonis, that's Mitayaris. Correct. That's our case according to the Havamina. So now I have a daughter of that Ger Zohar together with a Nekeva, a Gyoris Nekeva. And what happened? They produced offspring. So we said Rabbi Yechon says they're kosher the Kahuna. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it cannot be that she's kosher the Kahuna because forgetting about the Ammoni, just the fact that by Ger Zohar, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yochan is following in the footsteps of Rabbi Yossi, then Pshita, that's a double portion. That's in fact the very halacha that Rabbi Yossi teaches us in Masechus Kiddushin. Oh, Amar. Avger shenosa giyoyris, pita ksher the kohuna. You have a ger, marriage giyoyris. Both sides get, doesn't matter, the daughter's allowed to marry a kohen. That's our case over here. Bas ger hamoini, hamoinis, ksher the kohuna. So therefore, what is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? Maybe the chidush is v'hanach the ruim lo v'bekol and v'hai dein roi lo v'bekol loi. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is only talking about a ger v'giyoris that are Ethiopians, that are Ukrainians, that are French, but not an amoni meyavi. Since amoni meyavi, one of them, the husband, is ein roi lo v'bekol, maybe therefore that puts a taint on the whole relationship, and therefore maybe Rabbi Yossi on his own might have held that that type of daughter is not allowed to go marry a kohen. K'mashal Rabbi Yochanan, yes, you can. Why would there be such a havamina that because the marriage was, if you will, since we were involving an amoini, and therefore he is and Ammoni is not allowed to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael in terms of getting married. Maybe that somehow that spoils it. I mean, Nolei, why would you have thought that? The Yalav Mekoyin Gadu Ba'amana. The Choyde, we'd say, Mekoyin Gadu Ba'amana. What's the Mekoyin Gadu Ba'amana? That what? That just like the Kohen Gadol Balmona, when he marries the Almona, which of course he's not allowed to, their daughter is a Chalola, and therefore maybe he's saying the same thing over here, that the Ammoni married the Ammonis, maybe the daughter is also a Chalola, and that's why the Kohen cannot, that's what I would have thought the Halacha is according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to say no. But for Timora, the Shtushtel to Kohen Gadol Balmona is not a good Shtushtel. Malakoyin Gadol Balmona, she can be also about Veira. There you talk about this Veira. A Koyin Gadol is not allowed to take it. Shteitach in Pashas Amar. That Almona Grusha, Chalola Zoyla, Eila Le Yikach, Kim Psul Mi Amav Yikach Isha. That's an Veira. There's no Veira for an Ammoni to go and marry an Ammonis. What's the problem? So therefore, the Choyin, that wouldn't be a good right. So, Kimara, a Chol Yachich. Okay. But the reason why Rabbi Yossi might have held, if we wouldn't have had Rabbi Yochanan, then in this case, that the daughter would be psul lakuna, is because chol yochich, I would learn from a cholol. Now, what would I learn from a cholol? A cholol is allowed to go and marry a bas Yisrael, even though it says in the Torah that a kohen is not allowed to marry a cholola, isha cholola, v'grusha, lo yikochu, all that he's not allowed to go and marry a cholola, he's not going to marry Chalola. However, a Chalol, which is a male Chalol, is allowed to marry a Bas Koyin. There is no Issa. However, if and when they do get married, their daughter is going to become a Chalola who's Psula Lakuna. So it's not a smart idea for a Bas Koyin to marry a Chalol, but there's no Issa involved. And therefore, says Igmar, maybe that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan assumed that Rabbi Yossi might have held that if you have a ger amoini, marrying a ger amoini, that the daughter would be a chalala, just like in the case of chalala. There's no aveira by the chalala. Here also there's no aveira, amoini and amoinis. So I would have thought that the daughter would be a chalala, just like in the case of the chalala. Kamash Balan says, Rabbi Yochanan, no, mutalikur. The reason why the cholov's daughter becomes a cholola and she's asur lekuna because he himself, the cholol, was created in aveira. A person is not born a cholol in a vacuum. He's born a cholol because his mother and father engaged in a sinful activity. In the case of either kohen gadol marrying an almana or kohen hedget marrying a grusha, their child is a cholol. So his yitzira, his creation, was Bavera. Mashenke, in the case of the Amoni and the Amoinis, there was no Vera. It's true, Kodesh Baruch Hu made them part of that Ummah, part of the Ummah of Amoin, true, but there's no Yitzir Bavera, there's no sin involved. Says him, okay, but for that, Kohen Gadol Yechiach, we can learn for the Kohen Gadol Balmana, where Ein Yitzirasim Bavera. The Kohen Gadol was not created in sin, nor was the Almana. Yet their child is a Chalala. So I would have thought over here, also, the child should be a chalol. Kamash b'lan Rabbi Yechonah. Says Yimar, yeah, but you can't learn from Kohen Gadol Balmana because Mala Kohen Balmana, she can be Yosef Baber. There was a Bia Baber. So I'm going to learn from a chalol. Yeah, but by chalol, Yitziras Baber. And therefore, Chazar Adim, Lerizekri, Zer, Lerizekri, Zer, Tzad Hashem, Shemahem, She'ena Beroif Kohol, in all three cases, meaning the case of the Almana, the Kohen Gadol, the case of the chalol marrying a Bas Kohen, and the case of the Amoini marrying the Amoinis, then each one, these are not your normal, regular cases of normal kosher bekal. What does that mean? So if you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom, this marriage is not like your normal, daily, typical marriage. Each one of them has sashtikl pegam. The Kohen Gadol will be also Bavera if he's marrying an Almana. The Chol Yitziras Bavera, he was created in sin by his parents. Amoini any Roy Lover Bakol. Each one of them has a Pshashtikl Tain, Pshashtikl Pigat. So therefore, let's learn from the Tzad HaShem B'Shebehen, and that's why I would have thought, Ubitay Psula, Kamash Malan. Afkan, Shir Brith Kol, Ubitay Psula, and therefore learn from this that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you see, the Bas would be possible, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says no, kosher. Says Mal Tzachim Shabhen, Shikesh Heshbehen Tzad Aveira. In each one of the two cases, there's a Tzad Aveira. Meaning, the Almana marrying the Kohen Gadol, that's an Aveira. Torah says, Kohen Gadol not marry an Almana. And the case of the Cholol, Yitzirasa Ba Aveira. His parents did an Aveira. Mashin came over here by the Amoini marrying the Amoinis. No Aveira, everything is perfect. So, why, even though it's not an Aperif Kol, Maske, but there's no Tzad Aveira. So we have a pircha on the Mahatzad, and again the question comes back to the beginning, why did Rabbi Yochanan need to go and say that a ger, a bas ger, a moinis ksher lekuna, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would not be the halacha, and according to Rabbi Yossi, that's a double portion, the Chamishna. What is Rabbi Yochanan adding? Evani mar dilma, the Bach takes out the word vaday, dilma ba moini, dilma and vaday going together, don't really, that would be an oxymoron. You can't go and say, perhaps, for sure. He did spread that. For sure. So therefore the word sure. Vaday. Right, that's for sure, exactly. Oh, well, perhaps that's for sure. Anyway, Dilma ba Amoini Shinos Abbas Yisrael Kamas. Oh, not like we thought until now, an Amoini marrying an Amoinis, but Amoini marrying Abbas Yisrael. Oh, that's the Chiddush. Ah, forgot the Bios Baveira. Like the case of the Amon Lekoyin Gadol. There's an Aveira involved. He thinks the daughter still remains kosher Lekahuna, that subsequently she can go and marry a Kohen. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Homalei, and you're 100% right. Taka, now that you mentioned it, that was the Kiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Dechi also Ravin om Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin, in fact, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Ger Amoini, who Bas Mitzri Sheini. Each one of them, look at the bottom, Rashi, the last line, Shenosu Bas Yisrael Ubiyosan Ba'av Veira. So Rabbi Yochanan Ksheira. Oh, so that's not going to be Rabbi Yochanan over here. We're going to have to see why. But that's the Loch of Ksheira. Rish Lakish Awa Psula. And Rish Lakish says it's possible. Now, we're going to talk shortly about Bas Mitzri Sheini, but put that on the side for a moment. The focus at the moment is going to be in the Bas Ger Amoin. Just like Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, it's Asur, and their child is a Chalala. Here too, an Amoni marrying a Bas Yisrael is Asur, so the child should be Neschala. Rabbi Yochanan Omek Sheira. Why? The Tani Rab Zakkai commented Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Zakkai said the following drosha, the following brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. It says in the Pasuk, Ki im besula me'am av yikach isha. So he stayed by the Kohen Gadol. He's now going to marry the Almana, Chalola, Zoyna, Grusha. Ki im besula me'am av yikach isha. He can only marry a besula. Zochti Yomara said Rab Zakkai, when he was telling over this brisa or this drosha to Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Lohavi Giyoris Mikhana. The word Kana is a very rare word. The word Kana over here is similar to the Kior Vekanoi. The Kior, of course, is that Klisharis from which the Kahanim washed their hands in the base of Migdash, and the Kanoi was its base. Here, too, the Kana means that they're well based in the sense that both parents, both the father and the mother, come from the same nation, from the same ummah, and that comes lafuke to exclude a ger amoni she married a bas Yisrael where they're not from the same base. In fact, they are off base. The ger amoni is from Amoy, the bas Yisrael comes from Yisrael, and so therefore it's not from the same base. And therefore, biyosa baveira, and the daughter is posel. That's what Rab Zakkai darshened in front of Yochanan. That the Amov that we're talking about has to be that they're from the same Am, from the same nation. If you have a Ger and Kiyoris from the same Kan, from that same base, you're fine. But if they're off base, where you have a Ger Amoini marrying a Bas Yisrael, Psula. That's what Rab Zakkai said.
And a Mitzri Sheni.
I asked you, please. We're going to talk about Mitzri Sheni later. Remember, I asked you, please. We're going to get to that. Now, this halacha of Rab Zakkai is on all fours, exactly what Rish Lakish said on the Amar Aleph. That's possible. The Omar Lay. And when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he said, Ani Shoina, when I learned this pasuk, we learned Amav, Mei Amav. Rashi says we don't need the Mem. It could have said, Ki im besula Amav yikachisha. Textually, that doesn't work so well, but as always, it's Rashi on the fourth line. Amav me amav, minimasi l'michtav psulas amav. So instead of saying psula amav, it's psulas amav. That's really better. Minimasi l'michtav psulas amav, yikach isha. And it says, me amav, says Rashi, afilo me, mixas amav, vi am acher. Even if you have a mixture of partially from one nation and partially from another nation. So now we have the answer to what's been bothering us. We are on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, third, fourth line from the top of the Amud. Ayin Zayin 77b. The Omali Anishon Amame Amav Vahobi Psula Bomi Beis Amin, that is okay and that's kosher. The At Amris, and you say, Rab Zakkai, Gyuris Mikana Besul, oi! Only a Gyuris Mikana, where both the Ger and the Gyuris are from the same Khan, from the same nation, from the same base. No! And therefore, the halach is even Me'amav, even if you have an Amoini marrying a Bas Yisrael, although the Bia is Ba'avera, the child nevertheless is kosher. That's what you learn from the Me'amav. Frank Dimura, let's analyze this a little bit further. We know the answer, but let's analyze. My Shnei Amin. What means Shnei Amin? Ilema Amoini Shinos Amoinis. Is that the definition of Shnei Amin? That both of them come from a foreign nation, if you will. One's an Amoini. And he married an Amoinis. Umay Mishnei Amin. Why is it called Shnei Amin? Tizchorim Asurim Unikevis Mutores. Maybe the reason why, we're getting back to the discussion between Rab Zakkai and Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan responded, he says, we've already given the answer. The Beis Amin means an Amoini together with a Bas Yisrael. But the Gemara now is explaining that. Maybe Shnei Amin means an Amoini marrying an Amoinis. Says the Gemara, why would that be called Shnei Amin? Because he is like in a different nation than she is. Because he is a nation of the Zchorim Asurim. All the men folk of the Amoinites and Moabites are also loved the call. And the Kavis are Mutter. That's Amoini Vle Amoinis. Oh, maybe that's the two Amamin. Says Yimor, but that cannot be. Because since Rabbi Yochanan is responding to Rab Zakkai, and he's disagreeing with him, Haina Gyaris Mikana. That's the very Gyaris Mikana that we've been talking about, that they're based, they both stem from the same base, both the Amboini and the Amoinis. Hello, Amboini Shenosa Bas Yisrael. Luzdach Zayin, that when Rabbi Yochanan is responding to Reb Zakkai, and he says, Shnei Amim, and he means an Amboini marrying Bas Yisrael, so therefore they are really from two separate nations. And nevertheless, the Torah says, Kim Besulim May Am of Yikach Isha, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go marry the child of the two Amamim, the Amoini who married the Bas Yisrael. And with this, we have concluded our Raya, that that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's kosher, and therefore we don't have any problem with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi coming to tell us, not Amoini marrying an Amoinis, but Amoini marrying a Bas Yisrael. It's Biyosu Baveira, but the child is nevertheless kosher to marry into the Kohen. V'ikli Yam, and then there's another version, where the version is very similar to the first version, but here it's a little even sharper on point. Omalei, again, Rabbi Yochanan is responding to Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Zakkai said it's got to be Lohavi Gyoris Mikana, meaning from the same base. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Ani Shoina, I learned that it says in the Pasuk, Me'amav, so Amam Me'amav, Lohavi Psula Habo Mishnei Amamin. That's so far identical with what we said until now. Ume'am Shiyesh Boy Shnei Amamin. Not only a Psula that comes from two Amamin, but also one Am that in itself is two Amamin. Which one is that? That's of course the Amoini and the Amoinis. Now the Maisa, that's what the Gemara spoke about before as well, by saying that what means two Amamin, maybe it means this is Chorim and Nekevas, but we rejected that because he said that's Gyaris Mikana. What we're having now is Rabbi Yochanan repeating what he said before, but he's saying it sharper. Not just simply saying Lohavi Psula Habo Mishnei Amamin, meaning a Amoini with a Bas Yisrael, which is what he said already before. But even the Amoini part is an Am Shiyesh Boishnei Amamin, meaning because in among the Ammonites we have the Zchorim who are Osir, and the Kevites which are Mutter. And therefore says now Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Zakkai that Adam, he said, you're telling me Gyoris Mekana Vesu Loi, only Gyoris Mekana, nothing else. And that's again the end of the dialogue. And now we come back to our mitzvah sheni, which I know that Barry wants to ask questions about. Ulhach lishna bas mitzvah sheni dekshere lekuhuna minolei. Now we got a problem over here. What's the problem? According to the first lashon, we were just talking about the fact that you have two amamin. What's the two amamin? You have an amoini and you have a bas yisrael kosher. That's what mei amav tells us. But according to the second lashon, that the Amav is telling us a double header. That what? Number one, it's got to be Mishnei Amin, one Am and the other Am, meaning an Amoini with a Bas Yisrael. And number two, vis-a-vis the Amoini, that Am is itself two Amamin, which is Zechorim are Mutter, and the Kevis, I'm sorry, the Zechorim are Aser, and the Kevis are Mutter. When you talk about a Mitzvah Sheni, the first part still applies, meaning a Mitzvah Sheni also is not allowed to go and marry a Jewish girl, but worry to marry a Jewish girl, and it'd be over the Isser of Le'yovah. It doesn't say Le'yovah, it just says Bonim Hashiv, Odu Lehem, Dor Shlishi Yovelem B'Kal Hashem. So we learn an essay, an Isser essay, Metoich, since it says a Dor Shlishi, yeah, that means a Dor Rishon and Sheni. This is a Lava Bo Mechal Hasei. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us, therefore, L'Hach Nishna, according to the first Lashon, it works perfectly. Just like we say that the Amoini, he's not allowed to marry the Bas Yisrael, but worried to marry the Bas Yisrael. The daughter is kosher because of Mei Amav Yikach Isha. Here too, the Mitzvah Sheni has no right to go marry a Bas Yisrael. But if he did marry a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is mutter to go and marry a Kohen, no problem. However, the Gemara says, according to the second Lashon, that the Mei Amav has implicit in it not only two separate nations, like Amoini and Gesundheit and a Bas Yisrael, or in our case, a Mitzvah and a Bas Yisrael. However, there's that second part. What's the second part? The Am Shiyesh Boi Shnei Amamin. By Mitzvah, you don't have an Am Shiyesh Boi Shnei Amamin, because by the Mitzvah, all Mitzriim, both Gesundheit, both Mitzriim and Mitzriois are both Aser. So you don't have a case of Am Shiyesh Boi Shnei Amamin. So for Eitimo, the Hach Lishna, according to this second Lashon, Bas Mitzvah Sheni, the Ksheri Lekuna Minolei. How do we know that even in that case it's kosher? So you're going to go and tell me, come on, what difference does it make? A mitzvah sheni is usher to go and marry into kohol, and the amoni is usher to marry into kohol. So they're both basically the same. Says you want to b'chitayim, but the yalef me amoni shenosu bas Yisrael. No, you can't learn that because mal amoni shenosu bas Yisrael shekein the kevois mutarais. What does the Gemara mean to say? Maybe the May Amav is only coming to tell you in a case of an Amoini that marries a Bas Yisrael because the Amoini's Isur is much weaker than the Mitzri's Isur. In which respect? Because Amoini is only the menfolk and not the ladyfolk. By the Mitzri's, it's even the ladyfolk. So maybe since the Mitzri Isur is so much more chomor than the Amoini Isur, if a Mitzri Sheni goes and marries a Bas Yisrael, maybe the child is going to be Pasalik Kahuna. And therefore I cannot learn it from the case of Amoini, where the Isser is diluted by the fact that the Nekevis are mutter. Azui Freytimar. Zogtimar, ah, Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzris Shnia Yechiach. We're going to learn it therefore from a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzris Shnia, that their child is now going to be a Mitzri Shlishi, who that Mitzri Shlishi is Mutter Lovi Bekol, because that's the Bonam Hashivotu Lehem Dor Shlishi. That's the Dor Shlishi that we're talking about. The Dor Shlishi is allowed to come into Klal Yisrael. So therefore, that's why that Dor Shlishi is allowed to go and marry even a Kohen. Frey Timura, you can't learn from a Mitzri Sheni marrying a Mitzri Shnia. Mal Mitzri Sheni, Shenosa Mitzri Shnia, Shekein Ein B'yosa Baveda. The reason why the Dor Shlishi is Mutter, because there's nothing wrong with a Mitzri Sheni marrying a mitzvah shnia. In fact, that's basically his only option, because the mitzvah is not allowed to go marry into Kal Hashem, Rishon and Sheni. So the only one he's allowed to go marry is a mitzvah Rishon or shnia. So therefore, their child, of course, is kosher. There was no Bia Baveira. But here, by the Amoini marrying the Bas Yisrael, there's a Bia Baveira. So how, as well as when the mitzvah Sheni marries the Bas Yisrael, it's a Bia Baveira. How do you know that the child is going to be Mutter? I'm going to learn the Mitzri Sheni from the case of the Amoini, where there too there's an Aveira, and nevertheless I say that the child is Mutter. Zotimar, but I can't learn from Amoini Shinos Bas Yisrael, because in that case
you have two nations
where the Amoini's Isser is weakened or diluted by the fact that the Nekevis are Mutter. So I can't learn Mitzri from there. Oh, okay, so then I'll learn the Mitzri from the case of Mitzri Sheni, then marry the Mitzri Shnia. Yeah, but the problem over there is that there's no Bia B'Isser. Oh, okay, so I'm going to learn from the Amoini Shinos Bas Yisrael, but I can't learn from there because they have the weakened Amoini. So Lord Yizera, Chosner, Dil, Rizek, 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 Hatzara Sheva Shebehen, that in both cases the child is Mutter to go not only to enter into Kol, but to marry a Kohen. Here too, the Mitzri Sheni, who's married to the Bas Yisrael, can go and marry a Kohen. Amr of Yosef. Haim Shmadne L'Rav Yehuda, the Omer Amav Mei Amav, V'lo Yadana Maika Omer. Rav Yosef says, one day I was in Bis Medrash, and I heard Rav Yehuda pacing back and forth, going over this Gemara again and again, saying, Amav Mei Amav, Amav Mei Amav, and I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm so glad, said Rav Yosef, that the Gemara now has spelled out exactly what the discussion was. Now I know what Rav Yochanan's drasha was about Amav Mei Amav. Now it's crystal clear. This was a discussion until now. Now the Gemara adds another layer here, if you will. Ki Asher of Shmuel Bar Yehuda Omar, Hocha, Tochi, Tonekamei. This is the way Reb Zakkai at the top of the Omid expressed himself to Rabbi Yochanan. He told him the following halachas, all in very short, almost like in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch fashion. He told him, Isha Moini is Ksheder. Beno me Amoini pas. Vita me Amoini Ksheder. Bamed vom Amurim, Bamoini, Bamoini, Shin is Gairu. Two, both of them, Amoini and Moinis. Avabita me Amoini is Psula. This is what Reb Zakkai said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Poitra mi lebra. What you just said now, go outside and teach it outside because you told is incorrect. So now the Gemara goes through all the different halachas that Reb Zakkai said, and we're going to analyze which one is correct and which one is incorrect that caused Rabbi Yochanan to tell them, go outside and teach outside. So we start again. Says Rabbi Yochanan now to Rabbi Zakkai. The first halacha that you said was Isha Amoinis Ksheira. May the Amris Isha Amoinis Ksheira? You're absolutely right. Because Amoini Vile Amoinis, Meyavi Vile Meyavis, you're 100% right. Isha Amoinis is Kosher, Maskin. That you said, no, me Amoini is possible. That which you said, that the son of the Amoini is possible. Do Amoini, that's also correct. Because when an Amoini gives birth to a son, so that son by definition is the new Amoini. Avada, possible. And even if the wife was a Bas Yisrael, it makes a difference. If the son is an Amoini, by Goyim you go after the father's side, patrilineal, and so therefore if the father happens to be an Amoini, the son is Amoini, you're 100% right, be possible. If you have an Amoini that married, and well, we're going to talk about that in a moment, a daughter, and they produced a daughter, that is kosher. So now, let's understand what did Reb Zakkai mean, and what was Reb Yochanan responding to. Lamai, when do we mean bita me amoini ksheir? Ilema lovi bekohol. Are you telling me that the daughter of the amoini produced the daughter? Again, we haven't focused yet on who the wife is, but I do know that the daughter is a daughter of an amoini. Are you telling me that she's allowed to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael? Hashta ima ksheira imi boya. If you had a real live amoinis, who doire doireis happens to be amoini, amoinis, 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 avada, that lady is kosher. So just because of the fact that you have an Amoini living with someone else, and implicit when the Gemara is trying to tell us is Lamashal, if the Amoini married a Jewish girl, that the daughter would be kosher. He says, of course she would be kosher. Had she been a true bred, total Amoini
pure
from
bread,
all sides.
Pure bread Amoinis.
Pure bred Amoinis from all sides. What would be the din? She'd be Amoinis, she'd be kosher. So Chavada, if she happens to be just the daughter, as opposed to a real Amoinis, meaning if she was the daughter of an Amoini with a Bas Yisrael, me boy is kosher.
Hold on. If she was a real Amoinis, she wouldn't be kosher. She'd be kosher for Kol, but not for a Kohen.
Guess what? That's what we're talking about. Purebred Amoinis is kosher for Kol. Is the Chavada this one? Ella, like you're pointing out, Elakuna. Ah, so probably that's what you're trying to tell us, Reb Zakkai, that if you have a daughter who happens to be a daughter from this Amoini, she's not only kosher for Kol, but even for Kuna. So now again, we're going back to Reb Zakkai's halacha. What did Reb Zakkai say? This is Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda on the third line. This is what Reb Zakkai said. Ish Amoinis Ksheir. That word he spoke about. Benami Amoini Apostle. We spoke about. Now in the middle of Bita Me Amoini Ksheir. When the Medvamurim Ba Amoini Ba Amoinish in his guy. Ah. And Amoini Amoinis got together and they produced a daughter. That's kosher, even the kahuna. So Timara Nochamul. The medvar moment. So now we're going back to our Gemara. El lekuna. When you're talking about kosher, means the kuna. The medvar moment. Amoini v'amoini shin is gaya. Aval bita me amoini. You're telling me it's psula. My bita amoini. What does that mean? Bita amoini is possible. Ilema amoini shenos amoinis. That's what you mean. Bita amoini is possible. Hainu giyores mikana.
Right.
That's a full fledged with both the amoini and the amoinis are from the same base. He doesn't really have to use the expression hainu giyores mikana. That's the Mehmed Dvar Mamurim. Vamoini, Vamoinishin is Gairu, that the daughter is Koshet Kuhuna. Avabitam Amoini Psula, obviously not talking about Amoini Vamoinis, because that's what we just said. Medvar Mamurim, Vamoini Vamoinishin is Gairu, Koshet Kuhuna. Avabitam Amoini Psula. So what does that mean? El Amoini must mean Amoini Shinas Abbas Yisrael. And you tell me Amoini Shinas Abbas Yisrael that the daughter happens to be Possible Kuhuna. What did Rabbi Yochanan say about this at the top of the Amid? You're wrong. Because on the Shoina, Amav me Amav, Lohavi Psula Habomi Beis Amav, and even if you had an Amoini marrying a Bas Yisrael, even though Biyosim Ba'aveira, the daughter is kosher. Amalei, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said too, Reb Zakkai, Poik Toni Lebra, please go and tell this halacha outside, because on this final halacha that you just said now, an Amoini marrying a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is kosher Lekuna, and not Pasul Lekuna. And that's the end of that shtickle. And now we go back to our Mishnah Mitzvah Adoyimi Einon Asurim.
Just one thing's bothering me. We have a Reb Zakkai is saying, and Reb Yochanan is rejecting it. Reb Zakkai is saying that an Amoni and Amonis, the daughter would be kosher to Kahuna.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't we have earlier in the Perek about Bas Gerim, Mitzalecha Mishnei Tzadin, being puzzled by that.
Okay, so let's go back to the Omer Aleph. When the Gemara, when they first...
Something's not clear to me here.
When we first introduced this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan,
right,
the Gemara said, is it going according to Rabbi Yehuda, or is it going according to Rabbi
Yossi?
If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is wrong. Because Rabbi Yehuda says you only need ger on one side of the marriage to ready passel the daughter. If you just had bas ger zochan, it didn't have to be an amoini.
Any nation.
Any nation. Well, the father is a ger, the daughter is considered to be like a bas cholol, she's like a chalola, and she's also a kuna.
Right.
Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is not following Rabbi Yehuda. We have Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi say? Avger shenosa giyores. You have an English Catholic who became Jewish. You have a French Muslim that became Jewish. They're now a ger shenosa giyores. They have a daughter. Says Rabbi Yossi, no problem. Bitek sher dekuna. Are you satisfied with this, Rabbi Yossi's halacha?
Yes.
All Rabbi Yochanan is adding now, asking Mark, Shita, isn't he just repeating Rabbi Yossi? Mm-hmm. No. The chiddush is, even if you have an amoini marrying either an Amoinis or even Amoini marrying a Bas Yisrael, in both cases the daughter is kosher lekuna. This is just an extension.
Thank you for slotting it in there.
Zokti Moravaitim. We had in our Mishnah mitzvah doim einon asur. So now to understand this properly, we have to go back to the Mishnah of yesterday, which was an ayin vov amid beis, where we had the case of Reb Shimon. If you go four lines into the Mishnah, we're talking now about a mitzvah va'adoimi. Reb Shimon mater es anekevus miyad. Reb Shimon says that just like by the Ammonites and the Moabites, that their nekevus are mutter, same thing applies to the mitzvim and the adoimim, that their nekevus are mutter. And they're mutter miyad. Miyad meaning, I don't have to wait until Dor Shlishi. The banim ashi yavod lehem Dor Shlishi yavodem b'kal Hashem. That's talking about the menfolk. But vis-a-vis the Nekevis Miyad, just like the Moabite women and the Ammonite women are mutter, same thing, the Mitzri women are mutter. How does Reb Shimon know this? Reb Shimon have a kal v'chayim advarim. Have a kal v'chayim. Umma im b'mokim she'osar es ha'scharim isur oilam. Hitrin is the Nekevis. Madach in the case of le'yovi amoini mi'ad b'kal Hashem. Adoyir asir le'yovi lehem b'kal Hashem. When the Pasuk says Ador Asiri, it means even forever and ever. When the Torah asks the Schorim by the Amoini Miyavi, Isser Oilam, it's a permanent Isser. But nevertheless, it's in the Kavis. And the Kavis are okay. And then Mutter Miyad. Mokim Shloi Oser is a Schorim. Ela Ad Shloi Shadoris. The whole case of Mitzvah Adoyim is much lighter because it's only a two generational thing. The third generation is already Mutter. And it didn't should not in the Kavis Miyad. So it. I'll be svara, then the cave is there should certainly be matzah miyad. Madach by amoini, where the menfolk are also for 1,000 generations. Then the cave is a mutzah miyad. Here by mitzvah, we're only 2 generations. Chavad and the cave should be mutzah miyad. Amr lo yisavi chacham heard Reb Shimon, they said, im alocha, if you have a mesoira, you have a kabbalah from your rebbes, we're not going to argue. Nikam. However, im legin, if it's based on this kal v'chayimah, yesh tshuva, we have a good pircha on your kal v'chayimah. Amal Hens, Reb Shimon said, Loi, you're wrong. Number one, Rashi said, I want you to know my Kal V'chaymer is perfect, and therefore your Pircha is gunished, as well as Kialoch HaNiyoymer. Besides the fact that it's a strong Kal V'chaymer, glad I haven't heard it from my Rebbe, so that's Masoira. See, without the Kal V'chaymer, that's the Loch. So now the Gemara wants to know my tshuva. What's the tshuva that these Chacham said? If it's a Loch, it's a Loch, but if not, we have a tshuva. What's the tshuva? Amr b'chana Amr b'yechana mishum d'ika l'meima aroyes yechichu. I can bring you a raya from erva shlei osim hen ella ad shlei shedoyres echad zecharim b'yechan nekevais. What is this referring to? Person is now let him marry his own daughter. Everybody knows that. And then the Torah says es bas benui v'es bas bitoy. And the pasuk continues on the secret of the galus erva or whatever. Ah, so how many generations is that? Bas Benoi, Bas Bitoi, that's the third generation. And the Torah is equating Bas Benoi and Bas Bitoi. It makes no difference. It's the daughter of a daughter of a daughter of a son. So you see that the Chorim and the Kavis are the same for these purposes. No Oi Bazoi, so just like by Aroi is the Torah only when the Torah asked 3 generations, it equated the Chorim and the Kavis. Same thing by Mitzri. Even though the Isser of future generations, the Gabe Aroyas, you don't go to the fourth or the fifth. Al Shniyas, you do Midrabban. But Min HaTorah, a person would be allowed to go and marry his great granddaughter. Not that I can think of too many candidates that people would be interested. There would be, of course, also a major difference in age. But Min HaTorah, this is permissible. Ah, so you see that this is, sir, even though the Torah only has a three generational thing, Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, and Bas Benoy, but Schorim and Akevis are the same. So the same thing with Gabi Mitzriim. Even though it's a very short time period that the Mitzriim are Osir, they're only Osir the first two generations, third generation, they're Mutter. Just like by Arois, you're only Osir the first two generations. The third generation is Mutter, but Nekevis are Echad Schorim, Echad Nekevis. So Chayda, that's a good answer to the Kal B'Chayma. So Timur, how can you go and compare? The reason why by Erev it's both Schorim and Nekevis, Mal Arois, Shekin Karis. That's a heavy duty issur, tzumat karis. So therefore, the Torah says, "Bos chan mekevis." The din of a mitzri is only; it's not even an issur lav. It's an issur aseh that you're not allowed. You're allowed to marry into the third. That means you're not allowed to marry the first two. No, since it's only issur aseh, maybe it's taka only schorim and not mekevis. So Timur mamzer yichich. I'll bring you a raya from mamzer. What's the raya from mamzer? That mamzer, it's echad zecharim, the echad the kevois. So therefore, ben mitzri, maybe it's also echad zecharim, the echad the kevois. So you might have mamzer, shekin, any roi, love bekol, li oilam. Mamzer is so much more chomer than all of these other yisurim, because mamzer are forever and ever. And you're telling me a raya to mitzri. Mitzri in the third generation, you're allowed to go and get married. So you might have a roi yisachicha, bring a raya from a royis. That after two generations, a person is allowed to go and marry min haTorah, his great granddaughter. So you see, it's only two generations. And nevertheless, the Torah says, both Zecharim and Akevis. So you're going to go and tell me, yeah, but Aroyas Shekin Karis. So learn from Mamzer, where Mamzer is both Zecharim and Akevis. Yeah, but Mamzer has another Chumah, any Roy Love of Bekol. Mashenkin Aroyas is Roy Love of Bekol. Rashi says, not the father to his granddaughter, but the granddaughter can go and marry any other Jewish person in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, loy rizek rizel rizel chazer din rizek rizel rizel. Hashad Hashem Hashem Jethsurim the echad zecharim the echad mekevis. Both by aroyas, there is an iser, and it's both men and ladies, as well as mamzer. There's an iser, both men and ladies. Afani yomi mitzri mitzri she yisurim echad zecharim the echad mekevis, and it's both men and ladies. So Timur Malat Sad Hashem Hen Shekin Yesh Behen Sad Karis. In both the case of the aroyas and the case of the mamzer, there is a karis involvement. Aroyas, the beer itself, is an Isser Kares, and the Mamzer was created because of an Isser Kares. And so therefore, either the beer is an Isser Kares, or the Yetzira was an Isser Kares. Mashen came the case of the Mitzri and the Mitzris, there's no Isser Kares involved, it just happens to be an Isser Asay. Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, back in our Mishnah, who are responding to Reb Shimon, say, you know what, forget about Mamzer. What is all that about? We had earlier on in our Masechta, again we had a machloikus over there, but the case was talking about whether a Kohen Gadol is allowed to go and marry an Anusa or a lady, a Mafuta. What's the shaila over there? Since she was an Anusa or a Mafuta, she herself normally, the halach is a person is ma'ani someone, a mafata someone, you have to go and marry them. It doesn't have to be talking about necessarily that the Kohen Gadol was ma'ani or mafata this young lady. It could be stam. He wanted to marry a young lady who was already an anusa mafuta from somebody else. He's not allowed to go marry her. Why is he not allowed to marry her? Because ki im besula me'am of yikach isha, and the Gemara darshins, besula v'loy ba'ula. By definition, the anusa mafuta happens to be he ba'ula. Now, there is no lav over here, it's only an iser aseh. Because the Torah never says he's not allowed to marry a ba'ula. The Torah just says, ki im besula me'am of yikach isha, and I'm doidish, psula, yeah, and not a ba'ula, so it's an aseh, a lav, a bomachal aseh, and therefore it's vayter an iser aseh. Now, what did Reb Lezer ben Yaakov say about such a iser aseh, that if the Kohen Gadol went and married her anyway, then the child would be a cholol? Now, not everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees that you have a cholol or cholola from an iser lav, but not from an iser aseh. So that's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Therefore, Rabbanon mechol dechel b'yaseh, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, and therefore, what they are saying to Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, I'll bring a raya from a cholol. the chiyav yaseh. That what? That if you're going to have a case of an almana, sorry, if you have a case of a kohen gadol that married a nusa mafuta, it's going to go and produce a cholol, and that there's no difference between whether it's a girl or a boy. The child will be either a cholol or a chalola. So you see from that that when it comes to chiyuve essays, this sai zecharim and sai nekeis. So now getting back to our case of the Mitzri Sheni, who went and married a Bas Yisrael, you're telling me about the child. You're saying in our Mishnah that the whole din of Mitzri only applies to the menfolk and not applying to the lady folk. Not Mitzri Sheni marrying Bas Yisrael. Forget about Yisrael. Just the halacha, whether or not a Mitzris Rishoina or Mitzvah Shnia is Osir or Mutter to Klal Yisrael. You want to go and say, Reb Shimon, that I have a Kal V'chaymer. Madach by Amoin, which is an Isser Oilam, then a Kevis HaMutter Miyad. By Mitzvah, which is only Osir, two generations. Avada, then, I would say that, then a Kevis HaMutter Miyad. Oh, I find the case over here of the Kohen Gadol who married the Anusa Umafuta, where that's also an Isser Asay, just like the case of the Mitzri Risha and Mitzri Sheni, or Mitzri Risha and Mitzri Shnia, which is also a Chiyav Asay. And nevertheless, what does Reb Elazar ben Yaakov hold? That the child is Osir, becomes a Cholol. See, here too I should go and say that it's Osir. Both Zecharim and Nekevish, just like by the Cholol, that the child of the Kohen Gadol marrying the Anusa Mufuta, that both the children, whether it's a boy or a girl, the Cholol and Cholola are both Osir. So you see that the Torah made and therefore learn it from there. That's what the Rabbanan's tshuva was to Reb Shimon. Zoktimar umay loy ki. At the end of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said, loy ki, amalem, loy ki halochani oimer, was the loy ki. Hachik amalohu. This is what Reb Shimon is responding. Let the Dilay Sphere lead Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. First of all, I don't even hold Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. It's only Reb Elazar ben Yaakov that holds that you have a cholol mechayovi asay. I hold you only have a cholol mechayovi lav. So therefore, if you're trying to bring a raya to the case of a Mitzri, Mitzri is taka chayovi asay. But I don't find cholol mechayovi asay. Only Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't hold like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And therefore, that's the loy. Now, what's kihechi? You that hold like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore you think that you have a good pircha on my kal v'chaymer. Halacha niyomer. I'm telling you that's the halacha, and therefore don't question it. Just like by Amoini, it's Amoini v'le Amoini. Same thing by Mitzri, Mitzri v'le Mitzris. Tanya Omer leHenry Shimon. Halacha niyomer v'oid mikr misayyani. I even have a right from the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, "Bonim asher yevodu lehem dor shlishi avlem bekal Hashem." Why does it use that expression, "Bonim"? Bonim v'loy bonois. It's only the men folk which are also the nekevis are never also ready from the first moment. The stop of here by Tanur Rabbanan. It starts a new price, a new year. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagi Ben Zadkis. Shkoyach to all of you, Brother Shai. How are you feeling?
Getting better.
You think you'll be able to join us tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think I'm still probably in quarantine or whatever, but hopefully by Wednesday.
Okay, we're also hoping.